Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in our house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
we on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it.
Now I'm in need your love.
Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war.
Why the depression, not blessings? Why, oh why, you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. No longer am I afraid of the night, cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions, I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck to the drift at Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia.
Treat the demons just like Pam.
I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the ooh, I've been trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her.
You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn.
All right, we getting ready to go live, y'all. Or we might already be live. All right, let's hit it.
Thank you.
is, ladies and gentlemen. Tyrant Joe here with the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. And man, oh man, oh man, I am excited. I am excited to give you the monthly greetings for what's going down this month. Yes. And to start off, we are 4 months in, y'all. We are 4 months in this thing. Time is flying. Time is moving. What is it that you're doing? What are you doing? Are you preparing for the future? Are you staying stagnant? Or are you moving backwards? Hello. Anywho, I'm not going to be before you long. April is National Poetry Month. Yes, April is National Poetry Month. So I'm looking for all poets, I am looking for you to just come on to the podcast and, you know, spit us a couple lines or two. That's all we want. Come on to the podcast, the month of April, spit a couple lines or two. Also, I think me and some of the fellas might be spitting a little poetry. Stay tuned for that. What else we got? What else we got going on? Didn't nobody for the month of March, did not one woman do the 10 for 10. Ain't that bad? How we going to do the 10 for 10 for the month of March for Women's History Month? Not one woman contact me. That's bad. You women really, really, I mean, you hate me that bad? Or what is it? Maybe you didn't get enough exposure. Okay, I'm like, man, you can't even give me $10 to come and promote your show on a worldwide platform? Oh, wow. Anywho, we're going to open it up to the men and women. Men and women, if you are a business owner, entrepreneur, hey, $10, 10 minutes. I'll give you $10, 10 minutes. It don't matter what it is. I mean, it can't be too ridiculous. It can't be too ridiculous now. You know, you can't have no business killing folks and all that, okay? You can't, come on, you can't go too far. You can't be talking about, you know, things that's really ungodly. So, but other than that, whatever business you have, I'd be glad to promote $10, 10 minutes, any man, any woman. Also, don't forget, we're still doing a conversation with the clergyman. Shout out to the clergyman that has come on thus far. Also, be a friend and not a twin. Okay, the matching of energies must cease. Also, real men drink water because of what? Our ladies need us to be King Kong in the bed. You don't drink your water, what? You can't use your third leg. So this is Tyrant Joe signing out. Peace.
For tuning in to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. We are so excited and happy to have you here tonight to be with us and our broadcast live stream. Just a few housekeeping chores before we get started and your gracious host comes online. Tonight you are in one of the best places that you could ever be, and for that you should just go ahead and give yourself a round of applause. Real quick, we'd like to give you a disclaimer. The show is not responsible for anything that is said on the show. There's your disclaimer. During the show, if you are vibing with us, you feeling what we're saying, and you would love to just give us a love token, where you're going to see at the bottom of the screen is going to say Cash App Tyrant Joe, $, Tyrant Joe, T-Y-R-E-N. J-O. I'll And anything that you can give would be greatly appreciated. A one, a two, or a few, we greatly appreciate it. Also, if you would like to be a sponsor of the program, please go to our Instagram page at BZNZ Talk. At BZNZ Talk, our Instagram page. Also, you can go to our Facebook page at BZNZ Talk, at BZNZ Talk, and we will be glad to work with you. And also, a quick reminder throughout the show, I want to let you know that the likes are free, the dislikes are free, the love button is free, the share button is free, and the subscribe button is free. Five things while you're viewing this broadcast, five things while you're learning and growing, five things that is for free, and we would love for you to partake in that during the program. Last but not least, once again, we want to thank you all for tuning in to our program, our broadcast, our live stream, because you are the ones that run the show. Thank you all. Peace. Be blessed.
We gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it. Which is what you should for relations. Tyron Joe the host, start the conversation. Too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn. BZNZ, BZNZ, internet talk radio. We gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it. Cause you're what you should be a relation. Carry to the host, start the conversation.
What you gotta learn.
What you gotta learn.
Too much, too much, too much, too much, yeah, yeah. Too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn. Ah.
You are now tuned into BZNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
Never, ever, ever, never, never, ever, 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 ever cheap. The payoff is never cheap, but you already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what we're getting ready to do. We got to go ahead and play that song one more again. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
We gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it. Which is what you should for relations. Tyron Joe the host, start the conversation. Too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn. BZNZ, BZNZ, internet talk radio. We gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it. Cause you're what you should be a relation. Carry to the host, start the conversation. Too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn,
too much we gotta learn. Keep it going, keep it going. Too much, too much. Too much, too much, too much. Ah. Oh, oh. Hey, go again. Too much, too much. Too much you gotta learn. Too much you gotta learn. All right, man, we are here, we are here, we are here. Man, so grateful and thankful to be here, man. Let me, I need some of that. Hold on, where we at? Where we go, where we go, where we go? I need some of that music, give me that backup, that bag of background music. Let's go. Man, we are so thankful and grateful to be here tonight. Tyron Joe here. Ain't no place I'd rather be on a Thursday night than to be with the people of God. You don't mind If you don't mind, I like to quote, read a little bit of a scripture real quick. Before we get started with our program tonight, just read a little bit of scripture just to set the mood, to set the tone for what tonight is going to be about. We're talking about Whispering in Your Ear Part 2 and how we as men and women, we got to guard our ears. Just as much as we are guarding our hearts, the ears is next in line. Got a little script, so I want to just throw up on the board real quick. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the to his beloved brother Titus, teaching Titus how to work with the saints at the church. And he said here in chapter 2, verse 1, he said, "But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine. That the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine. Teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands." I know, let me move this real quick, because I want you to see there's some more down there. Let's go back to number 5 again. "To be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed." Thus said the word of God. We set the tone for tonight. We set the tone for tonight. Set the tone for set the tone for the atmosphere. Whispering in your ear, you have to guard that. He said the definition last week was speak very softly, using one's breath without one's vocal cords, especially for the sake of privacy. See, when you get a person whispering in your ear, it's almost as if there's like this confident connection that's going on. A confident connection, like, man, she whispered this in my ear, or he whispered this in my ear, so we cool, we at that point, we at that level where now I can trust her, she can trust me. But what is it that you're saying in the person's ear? What are you saying in that person's ear is what really matters. What type of seeds are you sowing? Are you sowing seeds of dissension? Hello? Seeds of doubt. That's not what we're about around here. We're not about no dissension or doubt. We're trying to sow seeds of healing. Seeds of trust, seeds of security, knowing that when you speak to any man that has come from the teachings, that has come from the platform, the podcast of BZNZ, you safe. There's an old gospel song that talk about being safe in his arms. And that's what we talk about tonight. You're going to be set. You're going to know when God sent me a man from the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show podcast. See, the teachings of Lord Tyron Joe And I am 100% sure that I'm going to be good. I'm 100% sure this man is not going to drop the ball because he has had the teachings. He has sat under and he has studied with the brothers from the platform of BZNZ and Net Talk Radio Show podcast. Guard your heart. Guard your ear. But with that being said, we're going to try something else real quick. We want to do something else real quick. It's National Poetry Month, by the way. The men supposed to read poetry. Dwayne, are you ready to read poetry, Dwayne? Just nod your head. Dwayne ain't got no poetry ready for y'all. Dwayne ain't got no poetry ready for y'all. He said he ain't trying to get none of y'all panties wet. This is early in the game. Hold on, man. Let me bring him in real quick.
What's up, man?
You got that poetry ready, bro?
Man, you gonna make me piss off on top of the head you keep playing with me. I see you up in that, boy.
Trying to see if he got that poetry ready, because these women, they said they ready for their panties to be wet.
Yeah, they ain't ready for that, man. All
right, man, I'll let you get back on the bike.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, let me see what we got over here. Oh, let's go on and hit this beat real quick. Oh, man. Uh-oh. Let me hit this beat real quick. Hope everybody can hear it. I ain't wrote nothing either. I'm just gonna make something up. My name is Tyrant Joe. It's time to start the show. You know how I do. Let's go. That's all I got. I'm going to let this beat play out for a minute. Oh, man. I should have read some more. I mean, I should have wrote some more. Hold on, man. I see D in the house. Let me turn the music off real quick. Let me see what D talking about. Yo, Mr. D, what's good?
Hey, what's up there, boss man? You doing all right?
Oh, you already know.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hardly hear you. Couldn't hardly hear you for a minute, but you come on up a little bit. I sent you a little text, man. You know, if you feel up to it, interview them because they got a new book out, brand new book, what you guys call African-American author. She's a pretty nice lady, so get a chance, hit her up, and see about getting her an interview, if you will.
Who is she? I text you back. I want to know who is she.
Oh, she one of your coworkers there, boss. Oh, let me put it like this. One of your used-to-be coworkers. She used to work with us out at Durham.
Okay, we'll talk after the show.
Yeah, we'll do it. Hey, I like your topic, man. I ain't gonna get too bogus, but that's a pretty nice topic you got, because when you get in a person's ear, you got that brain. You right up there at that brain, and you steer them any kind of way you want to. That's how a lot of these little brothers got these, I wish I was grown young girls strung out.
Oh, yeah. It's just like that. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Once you get the whisper and talking in that ear, boy, it's like,
yeah.
It's just like putty. Just like silly putty all in your hand.
Yeah, that's the way I used to be back in the day when I was playing Bumblebee. Now that I'm 300 years old, I can't roll like I used to.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say that there's some latest developments that came out on your girl, Jada.
Oh, man. I've been hearing some Lady. Stuff, man. I don't even know where they got these videos, man, that they've been hiding. All of a sudden, they coming out the woodwork on your girl. They said, this one cat said she gave a whole new meaning to the word project chick. You remember that song?
Yes,
you remember that song called Project Chick, and then they talk about chick was a chicken head?
Chicken head. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, that messed me up, man. I saw them. I'm like, oh, man. I understand that, but you know, I peeped that game a long time ago when they first got married. I said, your boy done stepped himself into a whole big pile of horse manure. I can look at that chick and tell, man, she ain't nothing but toxic.
Man, I got some footage and stuff that I'm about to be playing here tonight on the video. And you're going to be amazed. You're going to be amazed at the things that you see. We're going to be amazed. Yes, sir. We're going to be amazed. Like, man, she said that. She did that. What? No. No, man. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I'm not an advocate of slapping around women and knocking them around or anything. But, man, I'm going to tell you, some of that stuff I done seen on some of these clips, man, about your girl, boy, the way she'd be dogging out Will. If he ain't a beta male, he's a beta female.
we're gonna have to offer up a word of prayer for Will, man, because he really going through some things. I'm just telling you, he's really going through some things.
Well, I understand that he's supposed to sign himself into rehab. But see, rehab ain't gonna help that brother. You know, scripture says in the Tampered With King James Version that let the elders bring the oil and anoint you and pray for you. But that brother, I think he needs some transmission fluid, man. Forget the anointing oil. That dude gears all messed up.
I'm gonna tell you, these days you got pastors that don't even do that no more. They don't even anoint you with the oil no more. Ain't that crazy?
Well, you know, that's one way that that's one reason why a lot of churches have the deacons to show the brother D to the door of don't come back. You know, because see,
is that right?
when I see something in the scripture, and I point it out to people.
Yes,
sometimes people don't like what the scriptures say, but at the same token, they'll tell you we got to live by these scriptures to make it in. So how do you live by the scriptures to make it in if you're not going to abide by the scriptures? I was planning on being nice tonight, you know, because I'm trying to get myself set up. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday, you know, what I call Victory Sunday, you know, leading up to what they consider to be. No, I call it Victory Sunday because according to the Tampered With King James Version, that's the week that Jesus walked into the city riding that beast, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to try to, as best I can, put the old me up under wraps until after Easter, what they consider to be Easter.
Concentrate yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, I notice how I choose my words because a lot of people don't like the terminology that I use when I say Tampered With King James Version, but yet and still they'll come back and say this is the authorized edition of King James. You know, King James authorized this. So if he authorized it, then you're not going to tell me that a man in control of power is going to set something out there that's going to take away his power. you see. So
man,
a lot of folks get confused
is,
on that, but
yeah, my question
you know
is,
how it is,
I mean,
man.
Who really was King James?
Ooh. That's what I'm talking
they
about.
They ain't ready for it, are they?
And see,
who was it? Who was
and you know, I have to quote what Jack Nicholson said. They can't handle the truth. Because, see, and now I don't want to get too religious here at the moment, but a lot of people look at Catholicism as being the roadmap that lead into Christianity. But if they check in 1929, Catholicism was actually put in place by a Marxist man that told the Pope it's okay to use his country as, you know, to use the Catholic movement as the foundation religion for that country. Now, that's in 1929. If you look across the water, you'll see that that's where Catholicism really gathered itself up and started moving down the road. But that's a little bit too much for some people to digest. I ain't got no Pepto-Bismol with me right now.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go and let you simmer down for a little minute. I see Mr. Cappy is in the building. We want to welcome Mr. Cappy tonight.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Cappy.
Yes, sir. How's everybody? I hope everybody is fine. And I just like to listen because I got in a little late here. And I don't know what the subject matter is. Could you explain it to me this evening?
Oh, we just talking about, we're going further into our discussion that we had last week about who is whispering in your ear, how important it is that you guard your ear just with the same intensity that you have when you guard your heart.
Oh, okay. Just allow me to listen for a few minutes, okay?
All right.
I'll comment.
Oh, that's what Monique said. All right, okay. Appreciate it, Mr. Gavin.
Not a problem.
All right, let me take that up off of there. All right, let me see. Who else we got in the building? I'm seeing people climbing all in the building. Let me see. Somebody else that hit the number one. Oh, they hung up. Don't hang up now. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid to hit that number one. Don't be afraid. That number one will be your savior. Let me put this on here real quick. Man, we're going to be getting started in just a little bit. I'm just enjoying the crowd, enjoying the atmosphere, setting the tone. I tell people all the time to just get in early. Get in early so I can start early. I understand it's a Thursday night. People got stuff to do. People moving around. It's the weekend. It's the prelude to the weekend. But, once again, I am so thankful and gracious to everyone that has come into the chat or that might be watching in the archives. Because this what we're doing right here is spiritual. I don't even normally talk about that, but it is really spiritual because once you take in this knowledge and this information, it can really save your life. It can really save your life. Who's whispering in your ear? Eve, she allowed the serpent to whisper into his ear. Hold on. Wait. Please slap the Tupac out of Jada and flip that red table. Oh. Oh, man. Okay. Hold on one second. Man, you want me to... Okay. I'm gonna have to take a break. When I take a break, I'm gonna see what that's all about. What this smack the Tupac out of. Smack the Tupac out of. All right, okay. I'm quite sure that's gonna be good. That's gonna be on point. All right, okay. Well, the depend on this internet. I'm gonna try to share it. I'm gonna try to share it to my screen and play it. But if not, we probably might have to play that one next week, King Dwayne. We might have to play that one next week. No. But let me speak real quick. It's some things that I did have on my mind before I got ready to go to talking about whispering and guarding your heart. That is, real men drink water because our ladies need us to be King Kong in the bed. If you don't drink your water, you can't use your third leg. And this is not, you know, and I know people laugh and joke, but this is really real deal, and this is real life. It is important. It is important that we, as men, take care of our health. Just like tonight, we talking about guarding our ears, as well as we guard our heart, but we need to guard our stomachs as well. No woman wants a man that is that you know what I'm saying, can't hardly breathe. Come on now. So go ahead, drink that water, get you some vitamin C, get you some zinc. And of course, ladies, you are welcome to do the same too, because hey, if you healthy, when I'm healthy, come on now. When you get in the bed, boy, the orgasm is just gonna be like one right after the other. Also, be a friend and not a twin. Hold on 1 second. Let me see something real. There we go. Be a friend and not a twin. We must cease with the matching of energies. So many times I hear women talking about, well, he cheated on me, so I'm going to cheat on him. Ma'am, that's what you wanted to do from the beginning. It didn't even matter if the man cheated on you or not. You already had Pretty Ricky in your mind already. So you went and got Pretty Ricky and cheated with Pretty Ricky because that's what you wanted to do. Come on now, but you not operate in friend capacity. What does the scripture talk about? It said a friend. Hold on, man. I gotta get this scripture again. Yep. Yeah. We quote scriptures around here. We quote scriptures around here because what? A lot of you all. That's what a lot of you all do. A lot of y'all deal with the scriptures. So why not meet you where you at? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born of adversity. I think it's time that we define. Really, really go deep and define the terms of love. What does it really mean to love? Not on this show. But I just wanted to put that out there because it's just too much going on out here in the world, and people want to just act like, you know, things doesn't matter, things doesn't exist. I'm about, well, he cheated on me or she cheated on me, so I'm gonna cheat on him. Well, why y'all cheat? Make sure y'all getting tested. Cause I know I'm up here talking about what is that? Real men drinking water, but if y'all not getting tested, it don't matter how much water you drink. Come on now, no matter how much water you drink. Come on, loyalty plus sacrifice equal love. That's the thing. Ain't nobody willing to make no sacrifice around here. Ain't nobody willing to make no love. I know a young lady on one of my posts, she talking about, well, I'm not making no first move. Come on, that's Satan talking. She said, I'm not ready. I'm not making no first move. And then she talking about some, well, I'm only give as much as he gives. That is the devil. The devil has entered into your heart. The devil has entered into your spirit. Because that's not how it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be where you're only going to do because of what somebody else did. That is petty behavior. Tonight we're talking about who's whispering in your ear. When that serpent came to Eve and whispered into her ear, the scripture is not saying it, but
And we read in between the line and crack the codes, you'll realize or you'll think to yourself, hey, could this have been a real serpent? Or could this have been a human being that we call a serpent because of the reptilious behavior he was exhibiting? Oh, she thinks she's a goddess diva. Right. That's devil. That is Satan in disguise. But really, that's Satan up close. You think you're a goddess diva. Well, who gave you the authority? Who told you that you was a goddess? Or how do you know you're a goddess? Because a real goddess ain't even got to say it. They ain't even got to announce it. They ain't even got to say it. When they walk through the room, there's a goddess. Let me salute the goddess. Come on now. So we're thankful again. We're thankful and grateful for you guys tuning in tonight. This is BZNZ. We're headed to a different direction. Really it's the same direction. Same direction we've been going in, but it's we are really, really honing in on getting people together as far as dating and relationship life. We want the best. We want the best for you. We don't want you to miss out on anything. We don't want you to miss out on anything that that is for you, okay? And sometimes the conversations that we are having, sometimes the conversation that's had pertaining to dating and relationships really, really, conversations to be had. But I also see that when we're having these conversations, that people are not really paying attention to the words they're saying. People are not really in it for the love. They're in it for themselves, selfish reasons. So without further ado, I'm going to go on to get into some of this talk about guarding who's whispering in your ear. Start out with some videos. Let me see. My boy King Dwayne, he sent a video to me. He tagged me in a video the other day where Jada Pinky Smith, she was singing in a rock band. And I was like, man, I never knew Jada was in a rock band. So just take a little look real quick.
I want to see this go on right here. I want to see this go there. Come on.
The name of that band was Wicked Wisdom. What a damn shame. And this man, Will, did y'all see Will? How he was up there. Will was trapped. It looked like a demonic spirit was trapped all around Will's body while he was doing this. And oh girl, oh my God, Jada.
don't know where she was at. Jada, she just, thing is, Jada, the demons was on Jada, but then when you seen her dancing, you could see the demons flying up off of her, and they was going all into the crowd, and you seen the crowd doing this. That's Satan. There's no other way to put it but to say Satan. Let me stop real quick because I see another number. I see a hand is up. I want to know who this is. Area code 317-726. I'm not going to call the other numbers, but you on. Who are you?
Hey,
don't be quiet.
Me.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, I'm blessed, sir.
Oh, well, that's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, all right. I'll let you sit back and listen.
No, I'm just listening. So far, you got a nice show going.
Okay, appreciate it. All right, okay. Somebody just listening. All right, but they look like they did hit that number one, so I wanted to make sure we get them in. But, wow. The name of the band was Wicked Wisdom, and the song was called Something. And it sounded like, to me, she was saying, something is inside of me. And I'm like, if that's the case, I totally agree. There's something inside of you that must come out. But I got questions for Will, though. The questions for Will, like, Will, what was it about Jada that said it's her? Do you consider Jada to be ride or die? I mean, for real, what was it? I mean, because this next video that I'm going to play, you'll see there's a woman that has a man's seed, and it's like his seed is against him. Man. Yo, it's Q Wolf in the building. Is Q Wolf ready? I wanted to get Q Wolf's take on things last week. She was busy. She a busy lady. She was on the move. Ain't no telling where she was moving to, but she was on the move. And with that being said, I ain't gonna speak no further. I'm gonna just let Q Wolf go on and rock the mic. Now you get 1 to 2 minutes, Q Wolf. Tell us what you know, what it was that you felt about, you know, the incident that happened at the Oscars. Go ahead, Q.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Oh, the girls are out tonight. Lord, help us. Help us, love us, Lord.
Now, about the incident at the Oscars, I'm going to try to do this in 1 to 2 minutes. You're giving me kind of limited time, but I'm going to try to run this really quick. When I seen the Oscars, well, actually, I didn't actually watch the Oscars, so I seen the video that was going around where Will had approached Chris Rock. At first, this is how I took it. I went back, looked at the video a couple of times, many times looked at the video, trying to figure it out because I like to analyze before I speak, actually. And in watching the video, I know I saw Will laugh when the joke was told. And from that point, the camera then moved to Chris Rock. No, let me take that back. When I seen Will laughing, it went back to Chris Rock, and then they put the camera back on him and all that kind of stuff went out. But before all of that, if you watch the position of Jada, how Jada moved her body language speaks a whole lot. And you don't have to say anything. Your body language will say all of what you need to say. What I took from Jada is that Jada really did not too much care for the joke. But the way she positioned her body, I just felt like that was a Adam and Eve situation. And let me tell you why. Try to explain that really quick. When Adam and Eve was in the garden, of course, Adam had a conversation with God about the tree, the fruit of the tree and all of that. And so later had communication with Eve. Eve goes to the tree, picks from the fruit, brings it to Adam. Adam partakes of the fruit. That's what I actually saw. It was an Adam and Eve experience all over again. Will was all right. Will was fine. And I don't know specifically that he was, but it looked like to me that he was laughing. I mean, laughing at a joke. So the positioning of Jada made me think, well, now there's going to be a transition. Jada brings the fruit to Will. Will partakes of it. And I went on my actual page and I expressed that it was a bad call on Will. Let me explain why I said that. Because at the end of the day, it's legacy over a moment of laughter to me. And if Jada, I don't know what Jada's going through, but a woman, I had to put myself in Jada's shoes. And so when I put myself in Jada's shoes, first of all, I wouldn't have made a body language. But I'm not easily offended. So I don't know what that was or why she would be offended, considering I've seen where she said she was loving her baldness and she's feeling great about it. So there should not have been an offense taken to it if you are secure. That happened. But I could just see myself grabbing Will's leg if I thought he was going to do anything. But because I was out of position as a woman, that made him feel some type of way. You have to go back to all the stuff that Will is dealing with. Will is a broken man. And let me tell you something about a broken man. When a man is broken, the woman has easy access to basically ruin him when he is broken. And so I think he's broken. And I think he regrets the move he made. And I just wanted him to not react on an impulsive behavior. Because at the end of the day, everything that you react to, coming behind of it, called a consequence. So you just have to be careful. But that is what I saw. I've been praying for them both. I will say this. I think that Will needs to go ahead and go his way. I really feel that. I'm not saying that people cannot change. People can change. But at this point, the public humiliation had already been. Now here's another. And there will be more if there is no change. So that is what I saw. I will always keep them in prayer. I want them to grow, but at this moment, at this point, I think there's been so much damage between the two. I think the entanglement was a start, was not a start, but because they had problems before that. So the entanglement wasn't a start, but the entanglement, I feel like, was something neither one of them were ready for. And I think Jada felt some type of way with the entanglement that she fell for. What's his name? August. I think she fell for him hard. And I don't think Will thought she would.
Well, she said, she told Oprah that Will have sex like a girl.
Well, that's part of the humiliation. And that's what I'm saying. I feel for Will, but Will has done some things as well. Right now, he is being publicly humiliated. He just is. It's I don't even know if I could go home. I'm just going to be honest because I am very private. So to put me in a place where you publicly humiliate me, I would have so much inside of me built up that I'm going to say anger. That I could not, I don't know if I can get past that. It's definitely going to take God to get me past that moment. But if both of them don't heal, it's going to get worse.
It was a tragic moment in our history, Black America's history. But let me ask you this, though. When dating, went out there on the circuit dating, and men are approaching you, what are some things like, let me see, would you say that you're one that go for a man's words or you go for a man's actions?
Words are nice and fine, but words aren't everything. I would love to see a man's actions. If he wants to say what he wants to say and then he proceeds to show me, that's even better. But I really rather any man that I'm with to just show me. You don't have to say too much to me because I'm not ready for that. I just rather show you. I don't want to talk about how much I love you because at the end of the day, do I really?
Let me ask you this one. Loyalty or love?
That's a hard one. That's really a hard one.
Really? For me, I can answer that for you. I know what your answer should be. I can answer that one for you. We didn't already talk.
I'm loyal. So I want loyalty outside.
Yeah, that's what I know. I know you was going to say that one. I already knew. And the thing is, I can honestly say she loyal. That's how I know. I'm like, loyalty is her thing.
Yeah, I try to be.
You know, I'm gonna say this though, as far as that, and that's why we talk about whispering, because thing is, there's so many men and women get caught up because they heard a man or they heard a woman say something that made them feel a certain way, and then at the end of the day, when it all boiled down, it was nothing but just words, empty words. And broken promises. So, you know, I'm gonna be this type. I'm going for, okay, you said what you said, but I'm also going to see if the actions is going to line up with what you said.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's gotta line up to keep me.
Right.
I can't imagine myself being loyal to a person and all they do is show me that I'm still going to be loyal because I can't just take that out of the equation. So
come on,
I'm still going to be loyal, but I'm going to be moving around. And that doesn't mean that I move around on you. That means I move around and because you have to you just really have to be. You really have to be careful.
Kiki, you just scared me, Kiki.
What?
You just scared when you said I'm gonna be moving around. Hey, but you said you're gonna.
I mean, moving around as far as listening.
Okay.
I don't have time to waste, and neither should no one else want to waste their time. Like I'm 43, man. I'm not gonna be here forever. So the thing is. Yes, I'm going to move around. If I don't feel like it's going to be beneficial to us both, because it has to be beneficial to you too.
Right.
But it needs to be beneficial to me as well. And if I don't feel like that it's going to be beneficial and we can't never work through nothing and we having a problem with you just saying that you this way, but no, I don't have time for that. Y'all out here in this world, y'all do what y'all want to do.
No, just leave, Kiki. Don't move around on them. Please don't move around on them. Just leave them.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by my move. My move is going to change.
Gotcha.
I'll just leave you alone.
Okay.
I don't feel like playing a game. Like, we too old for games.
Facts.
It's very simple. You either want to do it or you don't want to do it. And I'm not going to push and prime you to do something you don't even know. Because the thing is, do you even know what you want?
Oh, well, I would hope you said you 43, so whoever the men that you dating is around your age, they might be in their 40s too. I would hope that they know what they want around 40.
Well.
But I already know. I already know it's men in their 50s that don't know what they want. I already know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look how the world is. It's that way for men and women.
I mean, it's just horrible. I mean, it's just bad out there. That's why we out here. Well, that's why we out here, because, man, I mean, seriously, you know, I don't know if you read a post that I posted yesterday, but I got a lot of heat yesterday from single moms, but I'm just keeping it real. If I'm dating a single mom, as a single black man, if I'm dating a single mom, then why would you take sex off of the table?
Okay, so.
Did you see that post?
That sex was taken off the table?
Did you see that post? Hello, can you hear me?
What'd you say?
Did you see the post I posted yesterday?
No.
Well, basically the post I was saying was there's some things that I don't understand. And I was like, one of them was, why did Will wife Jada? The other one was, why do single moms take sex off the table? Because, you know, it's too late in the game for that. And then the other one was, why do women ask me for money, beg me for money? That's what I said, some things that I don't understand. But the comment all leaned toward the single mom taking sex off the table. And my point is this, is that if you are a human being, you grown, I'm grown, you already got children or got one child, that lets me know you didn't been active before in your life. I'm active, so why we can't be active together? Why is it that first date or the first initiation, you know, phone conversation, I'm celibate, it's when? How is that possible? So these are the questions that I wanted to ask. Because my thing is this, why date if sex can't be on the table? Come on, talk to me. Come on, bring that heat. You ain't bringing the heat. Come on, bring. I want that heat tonight. I mean, you brought some heat, but I need some more of that fire.
You don't want this answer, though.
Uh-oh.
I mean, just because the answer may not be what you may think it's going to be, does not mean that I'm not going to bring the heat.
Oh, all right. Go on, burn me up. Burn me up.
So the thing is this. I'm sorry. These people, I don't know what they're doing. But the thing is this. Lord. I get what you're saying. Why are you sighing?
No, I ain't sighing. I'm breathing. I'm listening. Go ahead. Listen.
I get what you're saying, that you feel like, okay, why are we taking sex off the table when it's already happened? It's already been done. Well, the thing is this. When it depends on the mindset of the woman, though. So the woman would take sex off the table. It don't have to be forever. But why can't she just slowly move? You gotta go back and think, okay? You gotta take yourself and say, well, she is a single mom. If we do have sex, however we have it, whether you protect it or not, something can still come from that. What is her mindset about even being a single mom? So the thing is, do I want to go into this thing like this with just sexing him? No. Let me see. I think it's a great idea.
To take sex off the table.
I think it's a great idea to do that.
What about don't date until you're ready to have sex?
I don't believe that you shouldn't just – I don't believe that. See, now you're going back to that Kevin Samuels little thing, right? Where Kevin Samuels was talking about
You talking about the one lady.
On a day when a man should expect sex.
Facts.
No.
Facts.
No. Ain't no facts in that.
Okay, I got to ask you, Q-Wolf. I got to ask you, Q-Wolf. So you telling me you on a date with – I don't really know your type, but I'm going to guess your type. With a light skin, red bone type dude. And you really feeling this dude. I mean, He got, I mean, we talk about the heat. You burning up on the inside. You dripping, you leaking. And you telling me that if he just touch your hand, he just rub your hand, you're not gonna feel anything? Come on, talk to me tonight. You ain't gonna feel nothing?
I'm not gonna say that you won't feel anything. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is compose yourself, man.
Would you be able to compose yourself?
Depends on what I want at the moment. But what I'm saying is we're talking about, I can't speak for everyone, but I will say this. For me, I'd rather date a man and yes, take sex off the table. Because what is sex doing? I keep telling y'all, sex is overrated, especially when you're not with someone that you just love and can even cherish the fact that this sexual moment is the moment.
I feel you on that, but what I'm saying is that, okay, really, I'm really getting into the behavior of the whole matter. Is that here's a man, a grown man sitting in front of a grown woman that clearly has been sexually active in her life. The man has been sexually active in his life. But now all of a sudden, they want to say abstinence. They want to do this. But really, honestly, it's too late in the game for all that. It's like, we already been sexually active. So who are we fooling? Who are we, you know what I'm saying? Who are we playing games with? The question, Kiki, should be, okay, do I really want to go out here and date? Because this world is full of people that have sex. So who am I really playing here? Am I playing myself, or am I playing the gentleman that I'm trying to date? You see what I'm saying? It's like, come on, sex off the table.
Well, I get what you're saying, and you're making some good points. I mean, you are. Should you date while taking sex off the table? I think you should. For me, I think you should. I can go out on a date, and I don't have to sex a man.
I mean, I hear you. I mean, I've been on dates and didn't have sex with the woman. I hear you.
But the thing is, now the question becomes like the question that you just asked. Well, why don't you just not date? Well, I'm not dating to sex you.
Oh, so why are you dating?
What is my?
Why are you dating?
When I'm dating, I'm trying to get to know someone. See what you're talking about. Especially if you go. See, for me. Any man can't just ask me for a date. That's not going to work. I have to at least want to go.
Man, this is getting good right here.
No, I'm not going to go, and I'm not going to waste your money and my money just trying to go for a date. No, that's not why I date.
I mean, doesn't have to go on a date with money. Doesn't have to be a date. Doesn't have to even be a date. With money, can it just be a walk in the park?
Yeah, it can be all that. It doesn't have to be money.
Okay, I saw that date you went on the other day.
What I'm saying to you is, I at least have to be interested in the man. Once you ask me, it's very clear. I'm either going to say, yeah, I'll go out on a date, or I'm going to say, no, I'm not.
I get what you just said, though. I got what you just said. So basically what you're saying is that you got to be sexually attracted to go out with the man anyway.
Pardon?
That's what you basically said. You said, first off, I got to look at the man to even decide if I want to go out with him. What are you looking at when you look at this man?
Okay, so wait. Let me take that back. So you really listening tonight, huh? So let me take that back.
Don't renege.
Let me be very, very clear. Let me be very clear. First of all, a date for me is getting to know me before we even go out on a date. So I'm not just looking at you, just looking at your appearance.
So how the interview process?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's levels to this thing. There's an interview process.
Yeah.
If you pass the interview, then you get to. Hey, but you know what's funny? This takes me back to a show we did about a year ago. Is I Know My Worth. Remember the Soup and Salad, the Soup or Salad
yeah.
Chronicles. You remember that?
Right.
And it takes me back.
Yeah.
There's an interview process. If you pass that interview process, then you can hear those magnificent words. Would you like soup or salad? Ranch dressing, French, Romanian, Italian.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's just like a job. I mean, are you gonna pass?
Right.
'Cause I'm a whole job here.
Hey, I already know. Well, we got to get back to Jada. You know, Jada is a Virgo. They said. I didn't know she was.
Man, no.
They said she's a Virgo. She's a Virgo. So I already know what we're all up against.
Man, she ain't one of us, man. No.
They say I ain't looked it up. Somebody that's watching, look it up. Let me know. But let me get back to Jada. All right, you got to go somewhere, or you kicking it with us?
Yeah, I'm a kick it. I can be backstage.
All right, okay, cool. I'm about to play this video right here. Man, this mug said right there. I'm about to play it. All right, let's see what other shenanigans. Let's see what other shenanigans Jada Pinkett Smith is up to now.
Day after her 37th birthday, I hired a team to orchestrate her 40th birthday. I hired a documentary team. I traced mommy's family roots. Her 40th birthday was going to be my thing.
It was going to be a splash.
It was going to be a splash. Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige performed. I debuted the film, all of that. It was going to be the thing that lifted her out of this midlife crisis. And it was going to be my deepest, most beautiful proclamation of love. And she's told me that the party was the most ridiculous display of my ego.
Ooh.
Crushed, right? And to this day, I know I was crushed because it was true.
Will, stop pandering. Stop catering. What you mean you knew it was true? But I don't even want to speak on what he just said anyway. Did y'all see the look in the ladies' faces as he was telling the story? Like, then this nigga go with this story again. Did y'all see how they faces? Did y'all really, man, let me play this. I'm about to play it one more time. Because I really want y'all to see their faces, the face they was making, like little Willow. She was like, rolling her eyes and everything. Just look.
Day after her 37th birthday, I hired a team to orchestrate her 40th birthday. I hired a documentary team.
Look at that. Did you just see that? The mom. She like, that's devil.
Day after her 37th birthday, I hired a team to orchestrate her 40th birthday. I hired a documentary team. I traced mommy's family.
Look at that. Look at Willow.
Day after her 37th birthday, I hired a team to orchestrate her 40th birthday. I hired a documentary team. I traced mommy's family roots. Her 40th birthday was going to be my thing.
It was
going to
be a splash.
It was
going to
be a splash.
Oh, now she want to speak up and talk about it. It was going to be a splash. It was going to be a splash. Well, splash and dash your way back to August Alsina's house. Man, oh, my God, I'm so fed up with this lady, man, because the thing is that Will, I don't know what it was that Will seen in Jada. You know, when Jada played on Different World, she was sexy. When she played on A Low Down Dirty Shame, she was sexy. But somewhere in between that and what's the latest movie that she just came out with, Girls Trip, I mean, seriously, it's like, Will, what was it? The devil wears Prada. The devil's with the devil whispers in your ear. The devil also have sex with her son's friend. Man, this is satanic ritualism going on. Those three ladies that were sitting at that table was ready to offer Will up as a sacrifice. He don't even know it. He don't even know that he was sitting there. He was sitting at that table being offered up as a sacrifice. But he thinks you know he's doing something, man. We got to offer up a word of prayer for Will that he would run. Somebody said that he's in rehab right now, but that Will would run to an attorney and get those papers up and sign and drop the papers that he would be divorced from Satan and all of his witchcraft. That he would leave the works of Satan and he would enter into the kingdom of God. That's what Will need to do. Hey, if she won't have, man, Will, you might have to start from the bottom. Give it to her to be able to free yourself from Satan. I mean, literally, this woman has literally turned her kids. She turned her kids away from this man. Man, shout out to Jesse. Shout out to Jesse. Jesse just came. Oh, my God. Jesse.
You married your mama.
He did.
Amazing.
God. Oh, my God.
Beta. What a girl. Beta girl.
Will. What really has happened here today is that at some point your kids, they're going to need to come ask you for forgiveness because the mother has turned her kids from the love of the father. Come on. Both of your kids don't even know what gender they are. They don't even know what sex they are. Willow, she want to be a boy. Some days and other days, she want to be a girl. She don't know what she want to be, but she's sitting at that table. She's sitting at that table looking like she tired of this nigga talking. That's disrespectful. This your father. Look at this. Look at this mess right there. Look what little Willow did. I mean, just an awful 20-some-year-old scallywag young lady. And I hate to call her that, but this young lady is totally following in the footsteps of her mom. Look what she wrote. Ain't never met this man a day in her life. She wasn't even born when this man died. But she gonna say, she got a nerve to say, "Dear Tupac, I know you are alive someplace. I think that my mommy really misses you. Can you please come back? Can you come back so mommy and me can be happy? I wish you were here. I really do. Love, Willow." Tell me. Look me dead in my eye and tell me that is not the work of Satan. Look me dead in my eye and tell me Satan ain't speaking through that young lady. And before that, Satan was speaking through her mama to the young lady to even write a note about this man. Why in the hell would a young lady write a note to another man that her mom used to mess with when her father, who is married to her mom at the time, is still in the house? Ooh, man. I mean, seriously, I want to hear these because this is how it's supposed to be. And if any man that's going to be on the platform of BZNZ and want to follow the teachings of BZNZ, this is what we teach.
God in Christ, Christ in man over woman and woman over children.
No other way. You want to lead a family? You got to submit to the father first. As you submit to the father, the lady's supposed to submit to you. And if she ain't submitting, she got to get the kicking. I mean, you got to get the kicking her out the door. If she don't submit, you must quit. All right, man, I don't even want to keep talking because.
God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman and woman over children.
Yeah. There's no other way. There's no other way. And all I got to say to you, Jada, is
Satan is your daddy.
All right, man. Man, that's tough right there, man. That's just absolute vitriolic. That's absolute vitriolic. All right, let me get comment from Kiki, and we're going to bring King Dwayne in. He's going to wrap us up. You're muted.
That came out about the daughter writing that. The only thing I can think that was, and I could be wrong, but Jada had to have some communication with her daughter, probably like a best friend type of thing,
mm-hmm.
to where she discussed that with the young lady.
Right.
Or it's probably been disputes between Jada and Will, probably in front of the kids, when it comes to that. When I heard about that and I seen it and I read it myself, I can't imagine being the other person. I can't imagine being Will. But at this point, this is serious, and really, to be very honest, Jada and Will are not the only two going through this. There's some Jada and Wills out here.
Come on, teach.
And we really need to fix this, because just like you just seen from the daughter, you got to read her body language. You got to read how her eyes were low. And at the point her father talking, she was looking at him at one point, then she would look down. Our situations don't just affect us as adults. They affect children. And I can't go in on the daughter and not deal with the adults. So the daughter I would leave alone, because now as soon as she get old enough, which she's up there, but she's still there yet. But when she's dealing with her own things, I just pray that she deals in the right manner. It's one thing to deal and live in dysfunction and toxicity. It's hard to walk away from it. That's probably why Will and Jada have not walked away from each other. Somebody's feeding off of the toxicity. And I don't want to state names because I don't live in the home. But you have to clear it up and get it right. This could have went a whole different way, but it seems to be some selfishness from one person. All of the things that they ever brought in their marriage, that's why I keep saying God honors marriage. And you cannot bring a lot of stuff, dirt, and all of that to a place where at the end of the day it will kill you. You got to be smart about your movement and what you do and how you do what you do. I am not here to condemn anyone, but I will say this. This is a subject to talk about, and I think people posting things talking about, can we stop talking about Will and Jada? No, because Will and Jada could be you. No, we can't. That's our problem. We want to talk about it for a little while and do nothing about it. Let's build a solution. Let's talk about it and clean up our community. So I mean, you cannot talk about it if you don't want to. But our brothers and sisters and our children, we need to do something different. We need to do something different. We got the blind leading the blind, and everybody knows it. No, I'm not here to condemn. I'm here to encourage you to do better. And to me, for those of you that want to say, well, now, well, ain't nothing. So we just need to, do better. And we need to follow what God said. And when you don't, things will happen. I tried to tell people this week the love for all of us, but he also has a wrath. And as sure as he loves you, he will deal with you in wrath as well. Learn your place. Learn your place in the home. If the man is not submissive to God, how do you expect for a woman to come and be submissive to you? It's not going to work. And then if he is submissive to God and you can't submit to him, how do you think that's going to work? It's not going to work. It might work for a little while. Just as long, a long enough time for y'all to hate each other. So you have to, let's build, not tear down. Let's build, let's be better.
I got a question for you before, matter of fact, I'm going to bring Mr. D in. I got a question for you. Do you think sometimes you have to build down to tear up, especially like, you know, when we talk about construction, you got condemned buildings that the foundation and the structure and everything is just out of whack. You got to rip it down before you can build it back up.
I think that only happens in certain areas. I don't think you need to condemn people to bring them back up. The condemning is for God. It's not for us. We are supposed to be in a place to where we love. Because the thing is this. Once you condemn a person, but let's just be honest. Once you condemn a person, you gotta do mathematics with this. Once you condemn a person.
Yeah. If it's coming from love.
So you're talking about condemning in love. How do you do that?
Just how I just did. Just, hey, tell them straight up.
But wait a minute. What's the process in condemning in love? What's the process? How does that work?
Knowing they...
Like, give me the steps to how...
I mean, knowing they, hey, this is a person that they already trust you. Like, they already trust me. So now the words that's coming from my mouth, they going to sting. But you're going to know at the end of the day, I got your back. I got your back, brother. I got your back, sister. Like, at first, I was really upset with Will. After all this that I just seen about Jada, I ain't even upset with him no more. I ain't mad with him no more. I'm like, man, I see what this brother going through. I'm not even upset no more. Then she threw him up under the bus, too, to add to that. She threw him up under the bus, said that she told him not to do it, and he shouldn't have done that anyway. I was like, wow, okay.
Well, I heard that was a rumor, but I'm gonna tell you something when it.
Okay.
That was nothing to me, but and I don't like calling names, but that was nothing to me. It seemed like a narcissist move. To say, well, you shouldn't have never did that, but your body language made him feel like he had to. prove something to you. And that's what I mean by a lot of women was going round and round talking about, yeah, Will, yeah, that's defending me. Listen, to all of you women that feel like that was defending Jada, at this point you should see something different, but let me help you out a little bit. For a man to disrespect me or feel like I'm disrespected, and really you got to be careful with using, so she shouldn't have been offended by the joke, and it was a joke. But let me tell you something. If I'm with my dude, with somebody that I love, and I'm disrespected or whatever, now we got to go, because the first thing I'm going to think is, what do we have to lose?
Right.
I used to be a Will Smith. And let me explain that to you. That doesn't mean I'm a man. I used to be a Will Smith because I used to drive by impulsive behavior.
Come on.
Meaning, at the drop of a hat, I would fight. I've been in many arguments. But I had to take a hold of my life. Can't go around hitting everybody that has something to say.
Facts.
Facts.
You have to be wise with your thoughts and slow to anger. So the thing is, I used to be where he was and how he felt what he felt, because he felt like it was maybe after it was a disrespect. So now I got to prove something. The only way we've proven anything is to prove and build this legacy. Legacy is greater than a moment of madness, anger, anything. Because people say he had nothing to lose. Yes, he has everything to lose. And even though he has millions, you can have $1 million and still lose your mind.
Right.
Listen, we better get out here and start thinking. You can be rich and commit suicide. You've seen it done. Time we live life and we feel like we have nothing to lose, we might as well die. And I'm going to leave it there.
Okay, let me bring in Mr. D. Mr. Kathy. Oh, wrong one. Hold on. All right, Mr. D.
Can you hear me? You got me?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Hello?
I can hear you now.
I want to say this. All right, sir, I want to say this. I'm going to do like James Brown say. I'm going to hit it and quit. Hey, first of all, let's go back to the foundation. Whispering in the ear. Okay, Jada start what I would call hound dogging Will way before they got together. She started running after Will when Will was with his first wife. Okay? Mm. That being said, I'll bounce to the next section. Listen, a lot of people like to say, you can't judge nobody. Well, I beg to differ that. I'm not judging nobody. Okay, well, then you're not really understanding the books and things that you say you stand for, because the book says that a tree is known by the fruit it bears. Now, Jada been hog-dogging this man for a long time. All of these videos and stuff and these interviews, for her to come on national television and tell a super mega interviewer like Oprah Winfrey, knowing that there's millions and millions of people checking her out, to say to her husband, have sex like a woman. Okay, well, let's go this route. How do you know that a woman have sex like that? Are you a lesbian? And then, you know, you look at the other side. Of course, what we're in now after the smack is PR damage control. We're going to flip out every which way we can to make Will look good, because Will done lost these multi-million-dollar contracts. He done lost Netflix. He done lost Sony, done put him on hold. Now, his agency that he works with, they're talking about dumping him. Yeah, Jada, you done took a man and you rubbed his face in the sand just like Delilah did Samson. You knew you wasn't about no good. And you destroyed this man's career, and now you took a 304. Will took a 304 and tried to make her out a housewife. It don't work like that. I'm sorry, Miss Jada, if you're listening. You are not Kim Kardashian. It don't work that way on the black side of the coin. Everybody at the Oscars stood up and gave him an ovation. The stupid people that thought they was giving him an ovation because he won, no, sir, let's check the bottom line. They gave him an ovation because he let the world know black-on-black crime that made it to Hollywood. And with that, I'll drink a Pepsi.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go on and bring in King Dwayne. Man, he's going to close us out.
What's up with y'all?
What's going on?
Man, a lot of good things, man. I was trying to see what you were talking about with that whole, well, I think it was you and Mr. D said something about what she had said about Will and the whole sex life thing or whatever. It's just a whole can of worms, man, for me, man. Just at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, in the vein of what Kiki was talking about, it's not really going to stop getting talked about until it gets stopped talking about. I mean, we already know that the real world for everybody now is the metaverse. It's social media on every aspect. That is what the real world is for most people at this point in this day and time. So that's why if you didn't watch the Oscars, you knew about it in seconds. You wanted to flip to the Oscars because you start seeing it go through the cycle of social media, you know, hashtag this, this, that, and the other. It start moving. It starts cycling through. And that's why I continue to say that the issue that I mainly had with the whole situation was that Will didn't give his feelings enough time, and within those 6 seconds that emotions react, whatever he was feeling in his body, whether it was chill, whether it was shakes, whatever it was feeling, he didn't give his feelings enough time to tell his emotions, dude, you feel like this, don't do that, because once your feelings tell your emotions what's going on, now you have several options versus the option you chose. So at the end of the day, this is why I continue to say we cannot be emotional and lead. I don't care how much Muggs want to be talking about, oh, I want to be, let me get in touch with his feminine side. I want to be more emotional, more in tune, this, that, other. You guys, you know, as women are made up to where, like I said, like we talked about last night on the show, you got words for days because you're in tune with your emotions that way. We're not made up that way. And I've said it 1,000 times, years and years and years. For the most part, more often than not, and if this happens, you got a problem. But more often than not, you're not seeing dudes just walking around popping off fights with their lady. It's just not happening, dude. That's why you see so many dudes like, oh, there she go, or blah, 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 blah. Because we're just not doing it. So whatever narrative that a lot of us try to create, that ain't what's happening. Even the video that I released that I, you know, wanted you to take a look at, Jada is irritating the heck out of Will. And I'm going to tell you, this is the first time I ever seen him look like he wanted to choke her. Like when you, this is a brand new clip that is starting to surface and move around. That's why I was thinking that Mr. B might have saw something because he came on the show talking about it. It's a lot of new stuff coming out. Man, dude, this is the freshest. It seems like every day something is coming out. And it's almost like they archived a bunch of stuff and waited. A lot of these people that are in Hollywood, man, their life is scripted. And I've been saying it for a long time that I believe Will and Jada life is scripted. You know what I'm saying? You can't be that high. You can't be that achieved as much as he's achieved and your life not have some scripted moments in it. So I just believe that this is one of those things where it's like, you know, we used to be so captivated when like the real world came out on TV. Now you go all the way to 2022, dude, everything is reality TV now. Now they scripting that like a mug. You at least kind of thought, man, the real world, they kind of real.
You know, they're
organic. Man, today, everything is scripted. Even the so-called, quote-unquote, reality TV, everything is scripted. So what do you think is going on in these big old, big wigs' lives? Man, a lot of this stuff, man, I've been saying it for long. The reason why Will ain't letting go of Jada right now, because it ain't in a script for him to let go of her. I believe that they were put together just like a lot of couples in Hollywood, that they are assigned to each other and put together. And people have handlers that you think that they, oh, you, oh, Jada, like, her career kind of went quiet, this, that, the other, because she may be Will's handler. You just never know. Some of these top guys, their mate is just watching them for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Just handling them. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's a whole nother discussion. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, I take the stance that Kiki said, and I've been saying it for the longest, that as long as it's getting put out there, as long as it's getting talked out, I can care less about Will and Jada. What I care about is how the person next to me, my comrade, the person that brings shoulder to me every day, family, friends, mate, whatever, how you're responding to this. Because when you make posts like, ooh, some of y'all, I seen posts say stuff like, a lot of y'all niggas would never do what Will did. And they putting batteries in niggas back to do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they putting batteries in dudes back with these posts to do exactly what Kiki was saying. And kudos, shout out to Kiki for being real, because we all been there in areas. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know how to maturity to, you know what I'm saying, take a time out, let our feelings get us together. At the end of the day, that's why it cracks me up when people always say little stuff and think it's supposed to feel. You're in your feelings. I sure am. That's probably what I will be. Because your feelings let your emotions know how to act. So a lot of times when you say things because you're trying to be offensive or trying to throw darts at a person. You don't even understand what you're saying. You're so goofy that you want to try to hurt somebody that you're actually saying the right thing. Like, yeah, if you're telling somebody they ain't feeling, that's a good thing because they could be in the emotion because emotions is the first step. Feelings is the second step. So I'd rather you say I'm in my feelings than in my emotions. So at the end of the day, a lot of people, they just don't understand, man. It's like 20-something-old King Dwayne, 20-something-old Ty, 20-something-old Kiki, shoot, the man of styles is hundreds of years old, Mr. D, 20 years old. Man, we all got different stories 20 years ago up to now. And it just comes down to it, man. You just take it as a lesson. And I, like I said, you pay attention to what everybody's saying that's closest to you. Because what happens is because social media is real life to these people, you get a chance to see people act. It's kind of like, I don't know if Kiki, you know what I'm saying, if her kids play video games, stuff like that. But if you ever got to hear your children, you know, some people just play video games. Some people wear the headsets and they play people all over the country. And you have people that get real ballsy. You know, if you got a son and he put the headset on, he probably could tell you some stories. Like, niggas get real ballsy because they're in another city or another country.
Yeah, they do.
That's how a lot of people are on the internet. They know they're protected by the imaginary walls of the internet, so they talk a lot of grimy stuff. You got to pay attention to who next to you, who you're dating, who you're seeing, whatever, because people get real froggy, like they'll never see you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm taking from the Will Smith. I love what Kiki said because that's what I'm taking from. Yeah, keep talking about it because I need to hear what people around me, what they whispering. I appreciate that title, Lord Tiger. I need to understand what people whispering. I need to get that. I need to embrace that because that's going to let me know who to keep around me and who to let fall off, man. And that's what it is for me.
Yeah, you know when you whispering, you really getting that person's inner thought because say we in a group, say the three of us, we in the hallway, we talking at normal range. And then, you know, when somebody go, hey, pussy, such and such, she was sleeping around with an old boy the other day. You see what I'm saying? They telling you the real true feeling. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to share my screen, and we're going to play this video. Let me share this screen. We're going to play this video real quick.
You know, Esther Perel is coming to the table. She's going to be at the red table. Would you say she has been instrumental in you and I redefining our relationship?
I've been telling y'all for a long time. I think Will is tired of Jada. that's what he's trying to let you know, Jada. Forget it, Esther Perel, whoever it is. Will tired of you. He going to slap the straight hell out of you. he going to slap Hades up out of you. He going to slap this up out of you.
I would say don't just start filming me without asking me if you could film me.
There, come help us again, please.
I'm still dealing with foolishness.
Don't.
Either you old witch, working your way to being the old crone that your mama is. You over here trying to make your daughter Willow. You done made her a witch. Oh, you old red table talking son of a gun. You now he done with you. I'll just stop fire. Will, I promise you. You do it. Y'all, I understand. I get it. Y'all that quick rock stuff. That was just what it was. But we look up and we see that you just slap fire up out of it. If that's the next thing, especially to this bride, if it's true that this bride made the remark that she wish you had a never deal with you, this witch here, trust and believe, Jada, trust and believe, and we'll slap fire out of you. We rocking with him. I understand. Slap that Hades up out of her. Slap the witch up out of her. We rocking with you. Well, Willard Smith, we got you.
Would you say that she helped us heal the hurt that we caused between one another?
My social media presence is my bread and butter, okay? So you can't just use me for social media and not, you know, don't just start rolling. I'm standing in my office. Don't just start rolling.
Please watch Esther at the Red Table because she's helped us a lot. Can't you tell?
Yeah, Jada, yeah, we can tell. Esther going to be coming in there. She's going to be standing in the midst of a crime scene. She's going to be standing in the midst of the real taste being slapped out of somebody's mouth. Willard going to be the, he going to be the flip that table over 15 times. That Red Table going to be broken into pieces. About a Red Table talking, welcome to the stairs. You better get, I can see it all on Will's face. Will is done. Will, she's talking about foolishness. Now, the foolishness is you, Wench. Will ain't trying to hear none of it. Every time she has a question, every time she makes a statement, he on one thing, Trey Tuttle did it. Look, nigga, get me off this social media. Get me off this social media.
I don't care
if he is my quote-unquote wife. You ain't even going to make no money off of me. You already cost me hell already. Cut the camera off, you scallywag wench of a witch. Cut it off while I set this Red Table on fire right now. In my house. He said, this is in my house. Y'all saw what she did. Still wanted to play games. Still wanted to act like what I always tell y'all, like a little sister. Still wanted to be agitated. Still wanted to be irritated.
Yep.
I'll tell y'all, some of these women do this because they know in their mind, they feel like I got you right where I want you. See, the kids have grown up. The children have grown up already. She done did all the chaos she could perform.
Right.
He might have to kill her.
Ooh.
Hey, man. Hey, man, it's just a joke, but I'm telling you, he might have to strangle with, old Jada. Ah, you want to be Tupac? Ah, you want to be with him? Ah. I'm talking about strangled her, out of her, but that might be Tupac screaming up out of her tail. Jada. That boy Will said, you about to meet him for the second time in life. You about to meet this sucker if you keep on playing with me. Because I think, well, I tell you all the time, the two things that make a woman show her real face. See, she do all that, give you all that representative and act like, and all the infatuation and act like she's showing love in the beginning and all that, man. And then what she gets you, this is what she is. You get what you got. Now she like, I can take off the face. I'm with him. We've been together like three decades. Let me take off the face. I done had his kids. Now she just acting a fool. She say, yeah, whatever. Whatever you say, y'all see him.
The daughter is
turn the camera off. Nigga, y'all see him. Yeah. Nigga, turn the camera off. Nigga, y'all see him. Choke her, Will. Choke her out.
Y'all felt it. Y'all turn the rat.
Man, Dorothy, hold on. Where you at? We need you to help Will get rid of Jada. We need you to get rid of Jada, the old crone, too.
What a poor little girl you are.
Just sit back, relax.
I'll wait.
Man, it's all jokes, though, man. But, man.
But, man, I seen that look. I seen that look in his eyes.
She might have been trying to summon your boy Tupac with all that roaring.
I wanted to ask, like, this video was post Oscars, right?
Yes.
Okay, I can tell, look like boy Will going through something for real.
That's why she keeps talking about the table. You know what I'm saying? Because you know it's been rumored that Will didn't actually turn down interviews. He didn't turn down CBS. What is it? Good Morning America.
Yeah.
He didn't turn down Gil Kane. They said he done turned down a lot of interviews.
I know they want to talk to him. I know they do.
Yeah. He said the first time he talked, he's going to be on Red Table. So that's what she keeps talking about right now.
So she's doing a promo for the Red Table?
Man, he like, look, I ain't tell you this video say me, man. I don't care what we is to each other. Don't use my likeness.
Boy, you can tell he was upset. You can tell
he's
like, don't do that. I mean, what the heat got on it?
It's just, it's,
it's just, it's really sad. But what's even more sad is the way we have reacted to it. The way some women have reacted to it, thinking that, well, that is protection, man. That's my protection, man. And then the way some men have reacted to it, some of the men is like, yeah, I would have smacked him too. You have to understand the narrative and stuff, man. You have to understand the narrative and things. And really, we are known to be, and it's sad to say, we're known to be the most angry people.
So
it's very easy to put us in a situation to where we react. We got to stop, man, because we got to choose wisely as well. That's why I said, even though Jada has a large amount of some stuff in this, so does Will. You just have to be honest. Some of it's Will, too. It's both of them. But for me, and me looking at it, I just want myself, for myself, and I know I don't matter to little old Will and Jada, but I just want them to walk away from each other. It's beginning to look bad. And it's really sad, but when you look at things and you see and I'm not talking about worldly eyes, I'm talking about spiritual. When you see some of us, our vision is blurred. And you can't tell us nothing, and we stubborn, and we know everything. And so, but when you can see through the spiritual eye, there's so much you can see. But this ain't no good thing for us as a community, because even though they are in the center of it, it still affects me when I go somewhere tomorrow.
Come on.
And people have said, well, no, because they're rich and you not. I even seen some people post. I even seen something posted about me. The chick don't think I know it, though.
Oh.
But I even seen something posted about me where how do you talk about things and you're not even in their tax bracket? Well, as far as I'm concerned, nobody's in nobody's tax bracket. Do understand this. Just because we're not in tax brackets don't mean nothing, because I'm going to tell you something like this. My tax bracket has nothing to do with the gifting and the call on my life.
Come on.
I'm already rich under God because it's mindset. It's not money. It's all good. See, I had to tell people, listen, I'm not going to be on here arguing with y'all about what y'all feel, especially for free. Send money to my Cash App, and then I'll argue a little bit. I'll make it look real good for you, too. You send what you're supposed to or need to send. I'll make it look real good for that whole interior posterior of yours. But the thing is, it is what it is, and people are offended. And I think a little bit of everybody felt some type of way about it.
I got something on the screen for you.
But how we react to it is very important. Go ahead.
I wrote something on the screen for you.
You know what?
I mean, that's facts. They talking all that mess. You ain't in the tax bracket. That don't mean nothing, because you can still get smacked regardless of the tax bracket. You can still walk up and stop.
Thing is this, my daddy taught me a long time ago, if you argue with a fool, who's the fool?
Right.
I don't have time, man. And if y'all would send that money to the Cash App, maybe my tax bracket would go up.
That's facts.
Right. Tax bracket gonna go up, so go ahead and send that money. Send that money.
Send that money.
What's that little clip be going around, me and Ty? I know y'all probably seen it. Where everybody be sharing and the little voiceover be like, why you ain't doing this? Why you ain't doing that? Then somebody step in back, because you ain't should be nobody. Hey, if I'm fine, I'm going to share it with y'all. I know y'all.
I'm going to check that out.
Let me bring
you ain't supporting me because you ain't sending me no money.
Oh, you know what? I think I have seen it. I think I've seen the post like that. Let me bring Dean. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey, man, y'all too heavy for me on this end of the fence. Hey, real quick, man, before I bail out, I want to say, hey, man, you got a great show going tonight. I like that whispering in the ear because, I mean, whenever you get through with it, whenever you get through with it, the man did say that Eve is the seed of her father, the devil. And I'll tell you this, and a lot of people don't want to take time to run it down and fact check it. Eve did not have sex with Adam until after Satan whispered in her ear and showed her what bestiality was all about. Then she decided to go back to Adam and say, Adam, come and check out this fruit, because I done learned a little something from your boy. And I want to show you what your boy done taught me. And that's why God told the man when he killed his brother, he said, you are the seed of your father, the devil. Okay, now you can't be the father. You can't be the seed of God and the devil. So why do I say bestiality? Because that's where it all started in the garden. Nope, I ain't into it. But I know what I know about the tampered with King James Version. And, man, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, man, that Jada, man, when you really start running it down and you see the group that she was with, that weird group that she was with, she destroyed Will just like Delilah destroyed Samson. And even today in 2022, if a man ain't careful, because these women have inherited the spirit of their mother Eve, they can whisper in a man's ear and destroy him also. Because, see, a real woman, when, you know, you go to those awards, you know what's going to happen at those awards. You know, the comedians or the host going to take a shot at everybody there. If she didn't want to be a target, she should not have sat in the front row. And this right here, I know for a fact, because I've been to enough Stella, Dove, and all them award places when I was a DJ for PZZ. I know for a fact, if they wanted Will out of there, Will would have left, because there's security there. Not only is there security there, but they had some security that was in tuxedos and gowns that would have helped him out if they really wanted him out. Right now, they're telling everybody about damage control. That's what this whole ball of wax is. On the flip side of the coin, I would not be a bit surprised if this wasn't the buildup for Will to leave Jada in the whole beginning. The kids are grown. You ain't got to worry about paying no alimony. Hey, the party's over. And Jada can go back to her, whatever that lifestyle is that she loves so much. But check it out. Do some fact checking. Do some research. Jada went after Will when he was married to his first wife. I think his oldest son name is Trey. She was after him. She was after him when he was with his first wife. And she pursued him just like a snake would when he get ready to hit his prey. She pursued him, messed around and caught him in a moment of his weakness. Next thing you know, bang, I'd get a divorce from my first wife. I married Jada, and we're supposed to be smooth rolling. Then I find out that Jada is controlling me. Ever since I married Jada, she's been the man, and I've been the woman. Love you guys, man. Take care, Kiki. You too, King Dwayne. Big John. I didn't hear Big John hollering, so he must be out there firing that pistol. Hey, you guys be careful, man. You guys be careful and watch out now. Take care, T.
All right, you too. Man, yeah, man. I didn't know that. You know what? The part about, wait. Did he really say that he divorced Trey's mom to be with Jada? I know he didn't do that. I know he didn't.
That's been a story for some years.
Wow.
And even something I heard this week too is somebody was saying that Will admitted
not even being over her. Like, at some point, they said something about, I got to go look about it, because they were saying, they recall him saying something like that at the Red Table, might have, that he wasn't even completely over his first when he went to this.
That's easy to
so
say.
So that lets you know
her.
That, yeah, that lets you know that it wasn't all pieced together, you know?
Wow. Well, all right, we're going to close this thing out. The Heat. We're going to start with the Heat.
Hey, y'all. So to close out, I'll just leave this with you. Really, we just need to be careful. Be careful and just know that every decision you make in life, you're making a decision to fit your life. So you gotta make the right one. Things are not easy. But things are not as hard as we make them. So, I mean, just be encouraged. Love people. Be kind. Do what you need to do and do what you should do, man. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Heaton. Appreciate it. All right. King Dwayne.
All right. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Lord Tyron, in the Lord's house yet again. shout out to Kiki and Mr. Cassie, even though he didn't really say a whole lot.
I think he took off. Yeah, he took off.
Mr. D, I see you out there. I see you. I'm just grateful as always to be on the panel. To piggyback off of Kiki. Let's be watchful. Let's be careful. Wise as a serpent. You know what I'm saying? Let's make sure that, like what I said before last night, it's a difference between having whispers and counsel. You know, a lot of people got whispers in their ears coming from all over the place. And a lot of times, from the beginning of the time, we know there's been a battle with the ladies. And so, you know, when the man is working, the men taking care of business, a lot of times, one of the things, and I could attest to that, when I was a younger man, that was one of the things that would be on my mind, even as I talked to some of the other guys, you know. Some of the things that would be on their minds, you know, you don't want to have to wonder if while you're handling business, somebody's jealous of happiness or jealous of the order that you have. So they get your lady off to the side and whispering those things, like you were saying, Ty, trying to give them other ideas. I've seen houses shaking just off one question. Man been taking care of his family for years. Everything been good and intact for years. And somebody just getting the wife ear like, are you really happy? You really happy with this? I mean, she got everything good. But what they're challenging is the fact that she ain't moving like them. She ain't out scallywagging. She ain't out vacationing everywhere for leisure everywhere. She's accepting the monotony of life and the sometimes boring. That's a part of a good, healthy relationship. Sometimes life is going to have this boring moments. Working every day, watching that clock spin every day, taking care of your babies or whatever your responsibilities are. It ain't always supposed to be some draining adventure. And you'll have people that challenge you about your happiness because they've seen you trade all of the shenanigans for order. But like I tell people all the time, man, like just because you graduated high school or maybe some people took some college, whatever, those transitions from 12 to college or even at the beginning, kindergarten to first, second to third, those transitions don't stop just because you're out of school. You keep making transitions. And one of the biggest transitions you could ever make, if you choose to come out of your singleness and choose marriage, it's a great graduation and transition to big deal responsibility. And so you walk away from a lot of things. It goes back to the beginning what Ty was saying about sacrifice. You got to be willing to sacrifice. And you're going to have a lot of whispers. But will you trade counsel for counsel and block out those whispers to take that wise counsel so that you can go in the positive direction? Or will you allow it to crumble to the ground off the whispers of the serpent? You know, we gotta watch that. We gotta watch who's in our ear, man, and give our hearts properly, make the proper decision, go down the proper path. We all got a journey and we can walk it. So I'm about it, man.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. All right, well, we're gonna do my the special shout outs to everybody, man. Shout out to the chat room. We have a chat room. We had LaShawna Williams. I don't know who that is, but ma'am, we appreciate you stopping by. Shout out to you. All right, and we had, of course, King Dwayne in the chat room. Shout out to him. Shout out to Kiana Wolf the Heat for coming through tonight. Shout out to Mr. Caffey for coming through tonight. And shout out to Natalie for calling in tonight. And shout out to Mr. D tonight. Man, hopefully we can put this to rest. Put this to rest and not really talk too much about the situation. I mean, you know, use it as reference, throughout the rest of our podcast, because actually, honestly, man, it's a lot of prayer that need to be had, because that video that I just played of King Dwayne's, you can see clearly in his eyes, red eyes. You can tell brother is going through some things, and we just need to get behind his brother and pray on him, pray for him that he would leave her, and seriously, just think about starting over fresh. And you know what? And thing is, I really hate that the brother's missing out on all his deals. You know what I'm saying? I really hate that he's missing out on the Netflix and all these movie deals that's coming. I hate that's happening to him. You know, I pray that, you know, pray that he'll get all that back, that God would restore all that back to him as he start his life off anew. But other than that, loyalty over love. That's the question that everybody need to think about. We might do a show on this next week talking about loyalty over love, because a lot of people really think they know what love is, but they just not really have a clue. And you can clearly see that there's no love. You know, maybe love could have been in this marriage before. You know, when they first started, there could have been some type of love. But that one video I just showed when Will was talking about the birthday party, there was no love there. I mean, wow. You worked 3 years for someone to have, I mean, for this special day. And she said it was a display of his ego. But he's celebrating you. He's honoring you, his queen, his goddess, or whatever sweet pet name that he had for you. He was honoring you on your special day. So, you know, there was no love. Loyalty, meaning you there. I know some people that's loyal, and I ain't even trying to toot no horn, but I know I'm one of them. And loyal don't even need to be loyal. I'm over there still trying to help out. That's bad. That's bad. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's watching the broadcast, that's a question that you need to think about. Like, which one would you rather have, loyalty over love? King Dwayne, he put in the private chat earlier. He said in the private chat, loyalty plus sacrifice. Just got you talking about it. Loyalty plus sacrifice equal love. Are you willing to make that sacrifice? That's why I say it is important, and it's important, and it's better to be a friend than to act like a twin. No. We got to cease with the matching of energies. Well, he cheated on me. Well, he cheated on me, so I'm going to cheat on him. Well, he did this to me, so I'm going to do this to him. Well, she did this to me, and I'm gonna do this to him. I mean, here's a question. What would Jesus do? WWJD.
Would Jesus match the energy of his spouse? Hello? Come on, Jesus is out here healing people. He out there laying hands and healing people. He putting spittle in people's eyes. That's what Jesus, he putting spittle in all the people's eyes, healing. Do you think Jesus had enough time to match somebody else's energy? These are things that just to think about for the next podcast. I just want to put this in there before I let you go. I know. Time is far spent. You ready to go? I'm gonna let you go in a minute. This is just something to put out and out there. Here's another question: what do you have to offer? I know. We did a show on that, but what do you have to offer, man and woman? What do you have to offer? You cannot come empty-handed. Don't come empty-handed. And that's the problem these days. You have women saying, well, I'm the woman. He's the man. He's supposed to pursue me. And since he's supposed to pursue me, then there's nothing else and there's nothing more that I need to do but to just be a lady. The devil is a lie. Who told you that lie? Come on! Who told you that lie? Did the devil tell you that? I'm quite sure. Odds are 10-1. The devil told you that. No, when you are in the presence of the king, you got to come bearing fruit. What is it? What business is it of yours to be in the presence of the king if you have not bear fruit? Love plus sacrifice, loyalty plus sacrifice equals love. I present you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God. I don't even want to quote the rest because I don't know. I don't know the rest. So, therefore, let me just do this real quick. Hold on. Let me do this real quick. By the mercies of God, living, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is what? Your reasonable service. What is the definition of reasonable? We're going to do this real quick. We're going to be done. What is the definition of reasonable? Oh, wrong one. Hold on. I must have took that one off. Oh, man, I got so many stuff here anyway. Reasonable. Oh, there it is. Of a person having sound judgment, fair and sensible, as much as is appropriate or fair, moderate, not even, ain't nothing over the top, but it's just a reasonable service. What you can do, present yourself as a living sacrifice. We're so thankful and grateful tonight that you guys tuned in, joined us tonight for our live stream broadcast. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to continue to drink your water, continue to do some walking, continue doing some exercises, continue to read. Doesn't matter what it is. I mean, as far as like something that's of knowledge, read some things that's knowledgeable. Whip out an encyclopedia, whip out the dictionary, whip out some thesauruses, learn vocabulary, things like that. Improve, you know what I'm saying? Just work on yourself. Work on yourself, improve yourself. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead and turn this over to this video, our April greeting. I don't know if I got that up here. Do I have it up here? Hey, we're doing 10 for 10. Any business, male or female, that want to present their business on this platform, cash out me 10 bucks, and, hey, you can do your thing for 10 minutes. 10 bucks for 10 minutes. Please, King Dwayne, I'll send you that back there. If you know anybody that would like to present their business, let them know about this situation. 10 minutes, they cash at me $10. They can get 10 minutes on the platform to, you know what I'm saying, to do their thing. And we go from there. Then last month, it was, you know, I had it for the ladies last month. And no lady want to do the 10 for 10. But I'm thinking maybe it was just exposure. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I will see you in 7 nights. And peace, be blessed. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Tyron Joe here with the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. And man, oh man, oh man, I am excited. I am excited to give you the monthly greetings for what's going down this month. Yes. And to start off, we are 4 months in, y'all. We are 4 months in this thing. Time is flying. Time is moving. What is it that you're doing? What are you doing? Are you preparing for the future? Are you staying stagnant? Or are you moving backwards? Hello. Being who I'm not going to be before you long. April is National Poetry Month. Yes. April is National Poetry Month. So I'm looking for all poets. All poets, I am looking for you to just come on to the podcast and, you know, spit us a couple lines or two. That's all we want. Come on to the podcast, month of April. A couple lines or two. Also, I think me and some of the fellas might be spitting a little poetry. Stay tuned for that. What else we got? What else we got going on? Did nobody for the month of March, did not one woman do the 10 for 10? Ain't that bad? How we gonna do the 10 for 10 for the month of March, for Women's History Month? Now, one woman contact me.
Oh.